Hello, Adam. Whoops, sorry, podcaster joke. This is Slashdot Review for Election Day, Tuesday, November 2nd. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot.com. Today's featured Creative Commons RIAA free music is from GarageBand.com artist Flavor from Twin Cities, Minnesota. The question never did occur, how do you get music off of your iPod? P. Tyrone writes to Slashdot that never did we think we'd need to know a how-to on something which should be a part of the basic functionality of the portable music player. But once you put your tunes onto an iPod, unfortunately it's a one-way sync, unless you know the tricks for getting things off. Slashdot has a link on how to get your stuff off for free on a Mac or PC, and how to re-enable a useful tool using a hex editor. Cory Doctorow has been writing about this on Boing Boing, and he discusses Apple's message to iPod owners. Battery-powered cigarettes might be in the offering. Roland Pipali writes that according to Ananova, a Swiss company has developed a totally new type of smoke-free cigarette. You will be able to use it in non-smoking restaurants, even in airplanes, if you care for nicotine. But Pravda from Russia adds that the product is far from perfect. It looks like a cigarette, it's used as a cigarette, but it's not a cigarette at all. Each one contains a replaceable filter containing the nicotine and a heating element working on a battery recharged by the pack of cigarettes. The company Nicstick says its product is good for smokers because it doesn't contain any tar, and for non-smokers because there's obviously not passive smoking effect. It plans to introduce the product in Germany in about a year for a price similar to normal cigarettes. The overview linked on Slashdot contains more details about this pseudo-cigarette, which might be sold in the U.S. in the near future. A recent study recommends Mac OS X as the safest operating system. Rocket Jam writes to Slashdot that the British security firm MI2G has concluded a comprehensive 12-month survey to identify the safest 24/7 computing environment. In the end, the open-source BSD and Mac OS X come out on top with the fewest security breaches against permanently connected machines worldwide in homes, small businesses, large enterprises, and governments. The study found Linux to be the most breached environment in terms of manual hacker attacks overall and accounts for a little over 65% of all breaches recorded. Windows was the most breached environment in government computing and led Linux, BSD, and Mac OS X by far in economic damage caused by breaches. As before, the study ignores the thousands of automatically spread viruses for Windows. There's a freely available database for letters only, LMHash. Peter Clark writes that disk storage has increased tremendously in the past 5 years, and the blatant insecurities in the antiquated LM hashing technique have not gone away. Though functionality has been added to disable LM hashes, this is not set by default. With some help from Elcomsoft, simple flat files have been created that hold every combination of LM hash for letters-only passwords. Jesco has coded a server application that allows you to access this database. Simply telnet to beginning-to-see-the-light.noip.org on port 2501 and paste in an LM hash. How does this differ from rainbow tables? Well, this will return a password 100% of the time using minimal processor power in less than 0.2 seconds. Spam maker Hormel wants to reclaim its good name. An anonymous reader writes that Hormel, the company behind Spam, the meat product, not the unsolicited email, is launching an advertising campaign in Europe in an attempt to remind people it's been around a lot longer than offers of generic Viagra and fake Rolex watches. The BBC claims it will cost Hormel about £2 million. SCO gives up on a Linux website. Richard Mathias writes to Slashdot that following on from a posting about a month ago where SCO said it was going to launch a new website to counteract Groklaw and give its side of things, well, now the company looks like it's given up on the whole plan. It was originally supposed to be at prosco.net, then scoinfo.com, but both have holding pages, and a spokeswoman has said it may never happen at all because of legal and management concerns. Recurring reports on the space shuttle. Golan86 writes that CNN reports that NASA is on its way to prepare for a shuttle launch in May. considering the damage caused by the hurricanes this season. I think it's quite impressive that they're even thinking of a launch at all next year. If you'd like to comment on a Slashdot item or suggest a Creative Commons artist or band to feature for listeners, just make a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. There's a certain art to folding cables. Mudsy writes to Slashdot that nothing is worse than a bunch of dangling cables inside your computer case. The Tech Zone has a cool article showing how to do Voodoo PC style cable folds. RC4 Code has achieved 319 megabytes per second on an AMD 64 Optron. Mark Bevan writes that this recent paper is about optimizing RC4 for AMD 64 processors. A working implementation is provided. Its encryption-decryption throughput reaches 319 megabytes per second on a single AMD Optron X44 processor running at 1.8 gigahertz. This makes it, as of today, the world's fastest RC4 symmetric cipher implementation for general-purpose CPUs. Mark Bevan would like to point out that many CPU-hungry applications have not been optimized for the AMD 64 yet. In other words, speed-ups can be expected in other areas. Philips and ARM are collaborating on an asynchronous CPU. Sandy Soleil writes that, quote, while not an actual off-the-shelf chip, Philips and ARM have announced a clockless ARM core using what they call handshake technology. The links on Slashdot explain a little bit more about what that means. According to the article, the asynchronous ARM chip has yet to be developed, but the same Philips subsidiary has applied similar technology to other microprocessors. China is planning a 5-day space mission. Rune writes that both the BBC and the Register have articles on China's next manned space mission. This time, two Taikonauts are planning to be on board the Shenzhou 6 spacecraft sometime during 2005 for about 5 days. There's also a brief mention of the plans of the Chinese Space Agency for lunar exploration. In the world of games, several publishers are being sued for infringing a 3D patent. JOK writes that according to a story on Game Daily, law firm McCool Smith is suing several publishers for infringing their patent on a, quote, method and apparatus for spherical planning, filed in 1988. Amongst the companies being sued are several big names, including Square Enix, Electronic Arts, Vivendi Universal, and Sega. There's a rumor that an anti-spyware vendor might partner with a spyware company. Tuxedo Jack writes that eWeek reports that the anti-spyware vendor Allura Software has partnered with WinU of WinU Save and Save Now infamy. They've removed WinU from their spyware malware definition list, certified their application as safe, and they deny that money was involved. As a result, Spyware Info and many other anti-spyware sites are delisting Alluria's Spyware Eliminator from their list of preferred software. Is this a dangerous trend for the world of anti-spyware, or are we just witnessing a natural evolution? Tuxedo Jack says he hopes it's neither one. He likes his Windows boxes junkware-free, even if it is an oxymoron. IBM is announcing a smart card OS on a 1-meg card. MichaelPape.com writes that IBM has ported and developed their JavaCard smart card operating system for Sharp's 1-meg smart card. There's a link on Slashdot to Sharp's announcement. It is interesting because it includes several features: AES encryption, elliptical curve encryption, and 1 meg of storage. Sharp's smart card package claims to be almost as small as a normal smart card package. In an industry that considers 64K of memory a luxury, a megabyte is staggering. The question is this a build-it-and-they-will-come type of solution, or how small is almost as small as a smart card IC package? An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot, how about doing a story based on photo blogs? They're rapidly becoming the next cool thing in the blogger's world. A photo a day, a visual diary. It would be just as interesting, especially since you're interested in blogs and art. The links included to some of the more popular ones from database, photoblogs.org. There's a book review on Slashdot on assessing network security. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Tuesday, November 2nd. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license, as detailed on Slashdotreview.com. Slashdotreview audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Now today's featured album, GarageBand.com artist Flavor. The track, Who's Tumbling Now? You can find more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdotreview.
Stumble. I try to do what's right. Well, guess who's tumbling now?